Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come on now, what a throwback. His Truth is the title of that song by Joyous Celebration. And Lihle was also featured on that one. The late Lihle Mbanjwa was featured on that. Absolutely amazing, I must say. It is that time I promised you about getting our finances in order, putting our houses in order. You know, in school, blessing, when we knew there were those principals you don't mess around with, those teachers you don't mess around with. When they walk in class, you know, hey,
Aglalwala. Otherwise, Tina, during our time, they used to beat us.
Hey.
So
when Blessing walks in, guys, we're talking money. Nobody likes to have these hard conversations. But the nice thing though, Blessing, is that today you're trying to make life much more easier. Last week, our business people went to show how to source their capitals, how to raise their capitals. You gave a strategy. Yes. But I think what's important now is you found the capital. How do you not blow it? What happens? As soon as I blew it.
Please. As soon as I blew it.
You know, that time you're in debt.
Remember, I always say every week, it's discipline. It's consistency.
Mm.
If you like those, you will not be on I blew it.
Mm.
But if you don't imbibe the trait of discipline, in how you are going to use the money. So for example, it took you quite a while if you had to save the money to raise the capital. Or even if you had to go and borrow from the bank and the bank now sent you that million rands to start, do you understand? The process, you're still going to have to pay the bank back the money.
Exactly.
If you don't pay the bank, they're going to take you to the credit bureau and you're not going to be. And I remember there was a week where we did getting out of debt. So you don't want to go back into that. So discipline, like I always say,
because we might never go back at helping you on how to do it. So get out once and don't go back.
please. So make sure if you have done your due diligence in checking and researching how much are you going to need, how much are things going to cost you, and you've gotten now this money, make sure you take it all. Or maybe now there's a graduation. You didn't plan to finance the graduation of your auntie's baby. So just because the money is now in, you're not going to finance that graduation.
Guys, a Blessing is strict. You don't go around finding everyone now because you know you've got money, or they know that you have money around.
I don't have it, actually, because I think I've titled the topic today, The Capital Is Now There, to start the business. What's next?
Yeah, right? What must happen?
What must happen? Why are you doing it?
So maybe let's ask exactly that. It's here now. Say la, you want to start the business. What is it that you should do?
That what's next? So you have a big decision. If you are working like me, you have a big decision. You've put aside all the money that you need to start the business. But remember, it's only starting. There's a life of the business after starting it.
Okay.
Are you going to quit your job? So you have a big decision to make. Are you going to quit your job? And before you quit your job, please check if you are going to be able to meet your
targets. Exactly.
Your opinion. Are you going to still be able to pay rent? Are you still be able to buy food? Are you still going to be able to, just taking care of yourself once you're pushing it? So you can't now say that, hey, I got the million, I'm dropping employer, yes, your resignation.
Yo. And you're going to come back to us and call us fake friends for not helping you out.
You get me? So you need to also do that due diligence. If you still need to stick with your employer whilst you start the business on the side, because we are great, we are employed, and yet on the side we are doing the business. So it's up to you. If, for example, you have a spouse and your spouse says that you can go ahead, I'm gonna take care of XYZ in the house, I mean, you are in a perfect position or perfect advantage than some of us, you know,
who don't have that spouse. True.
Yes. Or if you have your parents who are saying that, no, you can go ahead, we will take care of everything, then you still are in a perfect advantage. I would not advise that you just write a resignation and say you are resigning, not knowing how are you going to take care of other things.
And sometimes people make that mistake when a blessing, and then when it backfires, they go around calling people names, you know, because hey, I told you. And sometimes I think it's irritating also, because you try to warn a person, they don't listen, it backfires, then you must still be the one that says a sore shame.
Exactly.
But I told
and
you.
Secondly, remember, money is also ukudla okuredi opekiwe. So money can easily just get finished.
True.
So just because you are seeing a lump sum of money now, it doesn't mean that all your problems have been sorted. It's actually the beginning of problems.
Yep.
But you need to be able to manage those problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So please don't exit your job, don't quit your job if you don't know how you're going to be able to take care of yourself outside this money. Because remember, this money already has things that you have planned to do with it in starting up the business.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Then there are options, you know, that are available that one can use. For example, I said if you can still keep your employment and plan on how now that you have started the business, you've bought the equipment, are marketing the business to the relevant customers, how are you going to move to the next level? Because the beginningless phase is just starting up the business. You understand? There's more phases that you're still gonna need to get to with this business.
Exactly.
Are you going to need an assistant? Mm. I would say, for example, keep your job and then get yourself an assistant, somebody who's well equipped, maybe with administration, somebody who's not also gonna charge you for a salary, who's not gonna charge you quite a lot. Somebody that you can pay 5,000 rands or 3,000 rands, but this person is going to be able to help you to drive the business whilst you are still at work. So it doesn't mean you are leaving everything. There's somebody who said that you can't leave a baby with a nanny. You understand? You can't just totally leave it. A baby who just got born with a nanny. Same applies with the business. So if you are going to hire an assistant, you are also after work, when we get home, we get busy. We don't just leave everything with the assistant that we have hired. You need to make sure that, because you are the visionary of that business.
Yeah.
You are the one who's caring. You know what needs to be done. You know how you want things to be done. You know point A to point B. And this person, you need to rope that person in in what your expectations for that business should be. So you can't just say, oh, I've hired somebody, I'm paying somebody a certain amount of money, and therefore, oh, she's not delivering. No. You need to train that person on how you have expectations of how sales should be done, because the person may not necessarily know. You understand? Especially somebody that you are going to be paying such a low income. It's somebody that you're still going to need to train. So it's very vital.
It's not an expert as yet.
It's not an expert as yet. And let me tell you, getting people that are going to stick with you through and through, it's not
That's it's true.
It's not a very easy aspect. There are people who are just looking for a job. They want an income. And once they see that, hey, this thing, because when you're starting up, sometimes you may not pay the person on time. True. But obviously the payment is going to come through. Getting a person like that, it requires the Holy Spirit, you know, and it may not happen at the expected time. So you may get people yeah. who are going to be 2 months, they leave you. It's fine. Don't be hard on yourself. You're still looking for that person who is a perfect match, mm-hmm. who's going to match your vision, who's going to tell himself or herself. And I wouldn't advise for you to get, you know, these young people, like, you know, let's leave that for another.
Why? Young people deserve opportunities. How?
Of course, but like the issue is that you are looking for somebody that you are going to grow with. You understand?
Mm.
And maybe this person eventually is going to be your CFO in the future. Somebody who really knows the ins and outs of
okay.
the business. You're looking for that person, right?
Mm.
And it's not gonna be easy. Young people are looking. They're looking for a good paycheck in the first place. They're looking, I'm gonna get to it later. They're looking, so maybe you even have bought, because I would also, but this I'll talk about when you are establishing yourself.
Mm.
You don't rush for your MacBooks in buying the equipment, your laptops.
Yeah,
you can just second hand laptop. You're starting out.
True.
You don't need to go ballistic now and go and get things that you can't afford because you're looking for a certain standard.
True.
And there are young people who a laptop, if they're not going to be using a MacBook at work, then that job is not for them.
Yeah,
if
true.
If the mouse is not like this, the keyboard is not like that.
So they're super fussy.
Super fussy. But if you're going to get somebody, honestly, that is that's going to be attached to your vision, that's what you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Then there are things that you there's so many things, but remember, for our show I normally just consolidate and make them a few.
Okay,
so you need to also things to establish. Whilst you're still starting the business, you need to separate your personal bank account from your business account.
That's a very important one.
Yes, separate it from the beginning. Don't have a relationship, because remember, your business is a person on its own.
I must extract this part of our conversation and give it to someone I know. I'm not gonna mention names right now.
Separate from the very beginning, because there's a tendency whereby people, once an invoice is paid, then Baba go, I blew it. As soon as money comes into there, and you can't separate between that person's account and the business, so you can't separate between that person's money and the business's money. And also, make the second thing, pay yourself a salary from the onset.
Yeah, true.
You are the first employee of that business. Don't now all the money that's coming now, we are seeing in the bank statement, some people that we do the accounting for, you see groceries out there, Woolies, clothes out there, jet, all in this account. And you're thinking,
isn't this a business account?
This is not a clothing business, so why is bond of the house is coming from there? Separate all of that, pay yourself a salary, so that when we are looking as the accountants, when we are looking at your bank statement, we are seeing salary of this amount came out of the business account.
Mm.
Do you understand?
That's very interesting. Mm.
And if you decide maybe at times you use it for personal use, don't make it a business transaction. It's for personal use.
Okay.
Let's be honest with SARS. When we are now reporting to SARS and are submitting our returns, I'm going to get there. Make sure that you, and sometimes you may, when you're starting out, you may not be able to afford to pay yourself a salary, but just make sure that you the assistant salary is set.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to pay the assistant salary.
True.
And then you need to register your business as a taxpayer with SARS. I know a lot of businesses that don't submit their returns, their income tax.
Okay.
Because they're not registered with SARS.
Yeah.
And if SARS ever finds out
that you're running a business and it's not registered with SARS, the papa will hit the fence, Chubby.
Yeah, so you need to register with SARS as a taxpayer. Two, you need to register this person. You need to register with the Department of Labor because your assistant, you're going to be deducting UIF.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You're helping that person. If that person, anything happens and gets unemployed, that person should be able to be sustained up until it gets something else. You understand?
Yes.
So the UIF that you are deducting, there are some businesses, ACs, local, that will amaze you. They will deduct the UIF amount from the person and not go and pay.
I was gonna go to that, and then when it comes to the person claiming, then there's stories.
The person gets there like, "Hi, we've never received anything," and that time the person is carrying the payslip and saying,
"UIF
was deducting, even pay as you earn the income tax." We've seen people like whereby. I think one that I once helped, they now had to pay the employees all that money that they were deducting.
Of course, because it means you chowed the money. You did not use it for the use you took it for.
You know, an angry ex-employee that wants to deal with you because, hey, you've been deducting from.
Of course.
And that time you may not be having this money readily available. Pay these employees. You understand? So when you are deducting pay as you earn, UIF, skills development levy from your employees, take it as it is to SARS.
Mm.
And also do submit to everything to the Department of Labor.
But why make people honestly pay for tax that you will not pay to SARS? Because what is the point of deducting the money?
Like some even deduct, they will deduct the money for medical aid, pension fund, and then they will not take that money to Sanlam and to Discovery. And then someone is due to give birth, thinks that, hey, I have a medical aid, and gets there and finds out the medical aid says you've not been paying for 3 months.
Is it that?
There's one of these things.
Sure.
We want to help our people, you know, to make sure that they do things right.
Yeah, yeah.
From the onset. Make sure that you don't have to. The next thing, you don't have to get an accountant or a bookkeeper for studying. Don't go ballistic now, wasting money. You don't have to go and get blessing, because now I'm going to charge you.
Exactly. I'm a business myself.
I'm going to charge you. So you can tell yourself that you're going to just do a basic accounting of recording all the income that has come in and the expenses.
Mm.
Put all that together so that at least you know where your money is going.
Exactly.
You know when the money is coming in and when the money is coming. You can do that for a year, 2 years. You don't really need a blessing. You only need maybe a blessing if now you want to go and tender and they want annual financial statements. Definitely, yes. You're going to need blessing, and it's going to be a once-off. But you don't need a resident accountant at that time whilst you're starting out.
I like you for the honesty, because you could easily get a business, you know. But guys, there's a point where you just need to do things right.
There are people who call me and say, "Please, I need you to help me," and you can see that this person can't afford me.
There's that too.
And then you're like, okay, let me be honest, because I am a child of God. Let me tell this person that, like, right now, you really don't need me. Right now, just do this thing.
But that's kind of you to say you don't need me, as opposed to if it's also lens clash, like you won't afford what I'll charge you.
No, but you don't want to discourage a person.
Yeah.
You know, a businessman.
Yeah.
You don't want to discourage the person.
Yeah.
So you just be honest with the person that, and put it politely that, I don't think you need me right now.
Yeah.
I think right now you can do this thing yourself.
Mm.
And then you and I, in the next year or next 2 years, then we'll definitely do this thing together. Yeah, understand? Because
yeah.
I'm going to be for the work. You know, I'm working now, 8 to 4. When I get home, then I do. So I'm going to be you for sitting up at night doing your work.
Exactly.
You get
it. Yeah.
So you don't need an accountant. Final thing, there are so many other things that you can do, but for the show, you can use your house as an office.
Don't go and rent an office now and then you can't afford to pay the rent.
I've seen people saying, especially our brothers from the West, they I have an office in Santo.
And you're like... Yo, I think sometimes it's also that general belief, blessing Guti, where you've positioned yourself will bring in more business as well.
Well, there's a time for that. There are businesses that are doing very well. The person is operating from home.
Yeah.
And then if you're thinking about meetings, where do I meet my... I've gone for interviews.
Mm.
I'm telling you, with an agent, and the interview was held at the agent's house.
Oh, wow.
And I got the job, and the job was not necessarily
at somebody's house. True. I hear you. It was literally a legit job.
If you're feeling uncomfortable with your house, that you can't hold
a meeting.
Then you can set up meetings maybe at a restaurant.
Exactly.
But that you also need to plan the finances of, because you're not going to call a client and now let the client pay. So if you're going to meet at the restaurant, you need to make sure that you're going to be able to fuel that bill.
Yeah. Understand? Yeah.
There are people who set up their houses very nicely and operate from their homes.
That's true.
And they have fruitful meetings right there, and they sign very good deals.
Yeah, you are very true.
Out. Please don't go and try to impress people who don't care about.
Ish. And that
about how you're going to pay things,
and that's another reality. These people don't like; they don't even care where your office is at. It's the work that they want done. That's all.
Exactly. Trying to impress somebody else that is not going to be standing with you in the bank to pay a bill at the end of the month.
Hey.
It's just a waste of time and a waste of money and a waste of all. Exerted efforts. So I would say for me, I mean, I think it's been 3 years I function from home.
Oh, wow.
And if I have to, there's cell phone, there's Teams, there's Zoom, if I need to have a meeting, hardly will I meet, like I think once or twice a year will I meet clients face to face, and we have clients from Cape Town, from the Eastern Cape, from everywhere, from Johannesburg, everywhere around the world, around the country. Do you understand? And you're functioning from home. You don't have this bill whereby you have to pay rent on a monthly basis and be embarrassed at the end of the month whereby
I hear you, Blessing. And you're onto something, I must say. Yeah, definitely.
I'm onto something. I said last week that, and you reminded me that it's the late Myers Munroe who said, the grave is the richest place because it's got people who are sitting there with ideas.
Exactly.
So somebody has been saying, I have an idea, but I don't know how I'm going to get money. We spoke about it. So you need to work now on getting the money. Once you've gotten the money, don't blow it. I like how you how are you going to spend this money?
That's very true. Blessing, thank you so much, my lovey. I think I cannot say goodbye to you without you giving details of how we can reach out to you.
Okay. My details is 076-172-9239 on WhatsApp. And like, again, you don't have to, maybe something that I can add. Don't rush to go and get a website if you can't afford to pay for a website. Blessing now has a cell phone number and she's giving you 076-172-9239. Don't be asking, I'm looking for a website. She doesn't have it.
You are a clear example. Ne?
And I'm not afraid. So if you want to reach me, yes, you'll get me on my WhatsApp number. And we'll walk the journey together. And I can help you with your finances and keep your finances intact.
Yep.
I'm very strict. I will not lie to you.
You are. We hear it even on radio. Very strict. You don't play around where money is concerned.
But at the end of the year, when you have all that money in your account, you give Blessing because you're like, thank you. First time I ever have such a big check.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Blessing, and have a great afternoon further.
Thank you. Alrighty. Bye.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.